Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
Matthew 5, 14 through 16, it says, this is a message Bible. It says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the good or the God colors in the world. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house, be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. See, I love this scripture, and I love the way that it puts it in the Message Bible. It's like, you don't think that you're supposed to be hidden, do you? I mean, you don't take a light or a lamp and put it under a bucket. Like, what would the purpose of that be? Why would you even do that? Why have a light if you're just going to cover it up? But a light is meant to be shown. A light is meant to bring light into the darkness, not to be covered up. And he says, I've put you on a lampstand. You're not under a bucket. You're put up on, a hill. And he says, we're going public with this. We're out there. We're there for people to see, for people to know who God is. Can we be that light into the world that God has called us to be? He's called us, and it's not, look, we talked about India and missionaries all over the world, but each and every one of us being called to show who God is, to show the love of God, to allow people to see him, to see his love, to see his mercy, to see his grace. That is who we are. That is what, this series, Daybreakers, is about, is bringing his light, allowing others, those that are in darkness or that don't know him, to know him. Each and every one of us is called to that. Why do we not do that? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? God's given us gifts. He's placed in us and blessed us with so many great talents and gifts. And each one of us have different gifts, different things. Pastor Mikey, he's amazing. He plays the drums and the guitar and everything that I wish I could do, and I don't. But I've got things, the gifts that God's given me that he doesn't have. You've got gifts that you have that I don't have. But God has created each and every one of us to shine. May not be a pastor, you may be. May not be a missionary, but maybe he's called you to do that. But we're all called to shine. He's called all of us to be that city on the hill that people look to, that people know is that stronghold, is that place of refuge, that they can come and be a part of the family of God. Every single one of us is called to that. But do we back away from that because of fear? I know that many times in my life, whenever I think about how much I can do, or if it's about me, that I get fearful or get afraid of doing something. Because look, I'm not the best communicator in my family. I'm not the one that, I didn't want to be a lawyer and argue the point and argue the case, like I'm going to argue somebody into Jesus, into the family of God, or something like that. That's not what it's about. What it's about is God in us. With him, there's no reason to fear. In Psalm 27, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's our strength. He's everything that we need. As we are with him, that we have everything that we need to be a light. We have everything that we need to live our lives. Everything that we need not to be knocked down or knocked out of this race. He's everything. Do we stay connected to him? How do we do that? How do we keep that light shining? You got to stay connected to the source. You got to stay connected to him. See, you got a flashlight, and it's one of those good ones. It's really powerful now. They put how many lumens they are, and it's like, ooh, this is a bright, powerful flashlight. But unless it has, if it doesn't have batteries in it, that light is going to do nothing. unless that little bulb or that little LED bulb is connected to a source of power, it will do nothing. It doesn't matter how bright it's supposed to be. It's the same with our lives. No matter, you know, how good we are or how much we think we have, if we're not connected to the source and getting the real power, if we're not connected and staying, you know, in touch with our Heavenly Father, if we're not spending time in His presence and knowing Him, that we're not going to have the power to be that shining light. How do we do it? How are we not afraid? By being connected and staying in relationship with our Heavenly Father, allowing Him to be our source and our strength. Amen? Psalm 84 says, a single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. A single day in your courts. See, we saw those pictures, you know, of the people in the leper colony that have leprosy, but they have smiles on their faces, you know, and we say, oh, if they only could be, you know, in America. No. If they only, and they are, the reason that you see smiles on their faces, because even just one day in the courts of God is better than 1,000 elsewhere. It doesn't matter if you're in India or Indonesia or Africa or wherever. If you find that relationship with God, then every day is better than anywhere else. It's not about here. It's about God. It's about His presence and about knowing Him. And that's what's amazing about being able to be a part of missionaries, you know, and being able to support them. We're a part of people allowing of a part of sharing the gospel and that opportunity for them to be in the presence of God, for them to dwell in His courts. And I don't know about you, but that just gets me. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it. Like, just being able to be a part of that, sharing the gospel all over the world, it's an amazing thing. We have a light to shine. It's not ours, it's God. It's Him, His presence, and who He is. We'll find that God dwells in many places that we don't think that He would. You think of, you know, we've shown some pictures, and you're like, wow, God's moving in all those places. I didn't even know, or I didn't think that it could happen there in a leper colony or any of these other places. But let me bring it back to home. How many times do we think, oh my goodness, there's no way that God could do something in my neighbor's house and in his life. Or there's no way in my job. You got to see these guys because it's so dark. It's so such a mess. How could God possibly do anything there? You know, or, you know, that bar or wherever. It's like, whoa, that's so dark. I can tell you, there's nowhere on this earth that the light of Christ can't break through the darkness. He is the one, not us, but He is the one. Can we carry that light with us and allow it to shine everywhere we go? See, I worked at Pepsi and, you know, drove a truck for a little while. And, you know, it was a good job. It was really tough. It was really tough. But, you know, guys there, I mean, it's like there was some crude stuff and guys that, you know, weren't living their lives right and all this stuff. But, you know, and I look back and say, man, I could have probably done more. I could have shared more or done something better. But, you know, before I left there and I was coming back to be, you know, here on staff here at the church, and I had a few guys tell me, you know, thank you for not, you know, just being like one of the guys. There was something different about you. You know, I really liked you and you really just kind of helped me and encouraged me. And I was like, I did? I was like, well, I mean, thank you so much. But I maybe could have done more. But I did live differently. And God has called us to live differently. That light, that glory, the peace of God, the love of God that is in you is going to speak so strongly to others. You know, the young people these days, like myself, young people, more so than the older generations, that they are struggling with church. And let me tell you why. It's not because they have an issue with God. It's not because they have an issue with Jesus or the story of the gospel. You know what they have an issue with? Is fake people. People not being real. People saying they're something, but being something totally different. That is the reason they struggle with church. And I'm about really to get upset right now. But there's still, I've been reading like, articles and stuff about why are millennials leaving the church and why are these young people leaving the church and all this stuff. And I'm like, just stop talking about it and go be Jesus, you know? Just get off your butt. But it's like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I just want people to live like Jesus, you know? I want people to be a light and bring the kids in. Bring young people in. It's like, but they want reality. They want somebody to be real. They don't want somebody to say something and they see you walk away and do something completely different. They want you to be real. The reality of who God is what's going to break through the strongholds. Not arguing something with somebody, not telling them, but your life lived exactly like you said it was going to be lived is what's going to speak to them. You know, as we were in Indonesia, of course, Pastor Tori was talking about the church, and it was a large church. But again, one of those things that, like those drivers, beyond the missions work that we did, and the wells and the churches and speaking on the different places, just seeing how Jack and Sherry and Steve just lived and walked every single day. And like those drivers, we went, you know, because if there's a Harley dealership anywhere, you got to stop in. Jack has a Harley, rides it all the time. I wish I had one. So I wanted to go to the Harley dealership too. And let's pray. Yeah, Jack said, let's pray. But we stopped in, and one of the things that he was saying right before we walked in was like, hey, yeah, I bring the manager of this store some magazines that are from America, like Harley magazines and stuff that he can't get here. And so, because I come through Indonesia like a couple of times a year and just bring him magazines, and I built this relationship with him. And so we walked in, and Jack finds the manager, starts talking to him, and this guy is like, Jack's like his best buddy and his oldest, longest friend, and they're just having this conversation, and it's amazing. And like already I'm like, man, look how Jack's life and his generosity has spoken to this man and into his life, and he's able to be the light of Christ to this guy. And then this guy's like, hey, my boss is here. Actually, the owner of the dealership is right here. Let me introduce you to him. And so he goes and gets the owner, and the owner stands up and is this like unusually big, tall, large Indonesian, because most of them are shorter and little tiny guys. And this dude's big, like looks like he should own a Harley dealership. And, you know, stands up and he's like, you know, walks over, and Jack meets him. He's like, hey, I'm Jack Harris, you know, and all this stuff. And the guy's like, yeah, this is Jack. He comes in all the time, and, you know, he's such a great guy. And the owner, he's like, looking at him, he's like, yeah, you know, that's great. What kind of bike you own? You know, and like Jack's like, well, I own such and such, you know, and talking all about it and talking about different things. He's like, and just after a minute, Jack didn't beat him over the head with the Bible or anything like that, but all of a sudden the guy opens up and asks Jack, he said, hey, next time you come to Indonesia, next time you come, you just send me a message, send me an email or something, and I'll let you borrow a motorcycle, because you don't have one here, I'll let you borrow one, and we'll go for a ride, and not just one of those short rides, you know, like us guys that don't ride very much, but one of those rides in Lake Toba? for 3 days. It'll take 3 days, not to get there, I think, but like a trip, you know, that you go out and maybe it takes a day or a little less than a day to get out there, stay at the lake, do all this stuff, and come back. This guy that you had just met all of a sudden opens up and invites him into his life, gives him a motorcycle, gives him, you know, something to ride in that moment and to hang with him so that Jack can take that moment. Now, I'm sure he's going to do that next time he goes to Indonesia, you know, because why not? You get the opportunity to do something you never done before. And also, not only that, to be able to speak into this guy's life, to live God in front of him for not just a couple of minutes, but for days. Can you imagine what's going to happen? But it was because he was just living it. He didn't go in there screaming about Jesus or God, but he was being like Jesus in that moment. And it spoke to those men there in the store. Wow, it's getting late. Matthew 5:16, just like I spoke at the beginning of the message, keep open house, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Be generous with others, and you'll prompt them. They will be encouraged to open up by your generosity, by you living the kindness and the love of God, by you living like Jesus, not hitting them over the head with the Bible, but by you living like Jesus and being different. Jack didn't go in there. These guys, these owners, I forgot to tell this, but like in Indonesia, there, you know, we walked into this Harley dealership and it was like billowing like smoke. They were smoking cigarettes, and this Harley dealership owner was sitting around a table with a bunch of other guys, and they're all just like smoking and cutting up and all this stuff. I can't believe I just said cutting up. I sound really old right now. You know, and Jack didn't go over there and pick up a cigarette and pound a beer or anything. You know, he didn't do all that. He was just being real. He was being loving and kind and generous. You don't have to be like somebody else in order for them to find God. You have to be like God. You don't have to pound them over the head with the Bible for them to find God. Just got to be like God. Show who he is, and people will be prompted. They will open up because you're being generous and open with them. Amen? Why don't you stand with me?
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.